In 2016, the Racer hopeful lefty Johnny Venters can come back and help the big club. Venters, an all-star with Atlanta in 2011, is trying to bounce back from his third Tommy John surgery. This week, Venters threw off the mound for the first time since signing a two-year minor league deal this spring with the Rays. And I went to Port Charlotte and caught up with Venters on how his rehab has gone.
I couldn't be happier with how it's gone. I'm very excited to be here and thankful for the opportunity that the Rays have given me. They've treated me very well, and my rehab is going great. My elbow's really responded well, and I couldn't be happier with where I'm at physically, and I'm excited to see what happens.
What have you progressed to at this point, and what's the plan going forward?
I think I'm going to throw off the mound three times while I'm down here in instructs, and then take a normal off season, and then come back a little early, and then crank it up and see what we can do, see how fast I can get going, and see how it responds.
When you've been through this multiple times, I don't know if there is a set schedule, but in your own mind, did you have kind of a goal in mind? Is this along lines with what you were hoping for?
Yeah, it's definitely, it's kind of a play it by ear because it is kind of uncharted territory. But the program that they laid out and, you know, everything they've done has been great, it's been better than I could have expected. The medical staff here has really treated me very, very well, and I couldn't be happier. My arms responded better than I thought it would, really. It's been, the ball's coming out good, and I haven't had any pain, so I couldn't be happier with where I'm at right now.
And you've been able to do it with your family by your side through most of it. What has that meant, and how have you enjoyed Port Charlotte? Obviously, you're pretty familiar with the area.
Yeah, I don't think I could have done it without them being down here. It was a blessing to be able to have my wife and kids down here all summer, and getting to come home and see them and play with the boys was definitely a big part to the success of being down here. So I was fortunate to have them and get to kind of the feel of Port Charlotte. We actually lived in Sarasota, so it was fun. We had a good time, played in the beach, and got to hang with the family all summer.
I know that you had in part signed with the Rays because of the respect you had for their medical team. How did they exceed your expectations in any way? What were you anticipating coming in, and how was it different or the same than when you thought?
Right. It was definitely a big part. I've heard of all the success they've had with kind of bringing pitchers back. That and, you know, the organization has a great reputation in baseball, and they compete every year, so I was excited about that. But the medical staff is definitely – I've been with one organization my whole career was – I'd only known kind of one way, and being here was definitely, the medical staff was great. The way they lay out the plan and get the work done, and they're really attentive to, you know, what I need and what everybody needs, really. I couldn't be more thankful to have signed here and get to work with these guys every day.
Is there anything different or noticeably different? Not to knock Atlanta. Look, every organization's different, but give a feel for what the Rays do that may be different in a good way than you had done previously.
Well, I think this, the programs are different. You know, Atlanta was great to me, and I don't knock their medical staff at all. They, you know, I had a great time there, and I think just maybe a change of scenery and the different protocols and different programs that they do here have been beneficial to me, Yeah, it's just been a good change and a good fit.
I know when we spoke with you last, you had talked to or maybe exchanged a message with Jason Isringhausen, who's been through Tommy John three times before. He's one of the few. Have you talked with him further since? And if not, who are some guys who you've spoken with about getting through the process?
Yeah, we spoke before I made the decision to have the third surgery, and kind of I spoke to him about his doctor and kind of the procedure that they went through, and obviously it was good to hear just somebody that's been there and gone through three of these surgeries and been successful. I haven't spoke to him since. I might reach out to him this off season and see if he has anything that I can pick up from what he did and went through. I try to speak to all the guys down here that are going through, you know, some sort of injury or you know, setback or rehab, and pick their brain or try to help them and learn from them and kind of, you know, try to learn whatever you can.
your reputation precedes you in Atlanta. I mean, everybody there talks about what a great clubhouse guy you were, and I heard nothing but the same since. You've been down here. Who was an example for you when you were at the Braves that you think helped mold you a little bit into who you've become?
There was a great group of guys there when I first got to spend some time in the big leagues, the Brian McCanns and Tim Hudsons, and all those veteran guys really taught me to, I guess how to carry myself on and off the field in the clubhouse, and I was very fortunate to kind of learn from some of those guys. I don't know if that could have, influenced or clubhouse guy. I just try to work hard and do the right things and set a good example.
And you've got a chance to do it with some really young players down here, whether they're here for instructs, whether they're here on rehab. What types of things do you try and impart to some of the guys who are here, and who have you gotten close to or gotten to know a little bit?
I've gotten to know quite a few guys, and it's a good group of young guys, if I can help them not make the mistakes that I made and kind of try to lead by example, just work hard and if I see somebody struggling or something, I'll try to just kind of tell them what I've been through and what kind of helped me, and if I can help, if they can pick up anything from me, then that's a success for me. So it's really been helpful to be around these young guys for myself, because they work so hard, and it kind of motivates me to try to work. It's hard because they're young and I'm not young anymore, but it's been great. And all the guys I met through the rehab and everything has been a blessing.
And we're chatting with Johnny Ventures, and Johnny, as you go through this process, to me it says something about your passion for the game. What ignited your passion for baseball, and what has allowed you to keep fighting through this and wanting to continue to do this and get back to big league baseball?
You start playing ball when you're a kid, and you want to play in the big leagues, and I just didn't want to give it up. I wanted to keep going and see if I could get back, and you can't predict these injuries, and I just wasn't ready to walk away. I thought I had a chance to get back on the field and see what I could do. So my family and I spoke and made a decision that something I wanted to try and give it all I could and have no regrets, see what happens.
What would be success to you? Because when you were at your best and at your healthiest, you were among the best relief pitchers in the game. I mean, I don't think there's any argument with that.
I'm not sure. It'll if I can get on the field, I think that's and pitch and get some guys out, I think that's a success. I don't know about how my stuff will be compared to how it was before. I think it'll be a little bit of a learning curve. See what I can and can't do with my stuff. So I'm just excited to get back on the field and pitch in some games. And I think that would be a success for me if I can get out there and get some guys out and help a team win some games.
Well, we hope it's next spring and summer with the Rays. And we certainly wish you best of luck, continued success with your rehab, and on the mound this month in Instructional League.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. It's been a wonderful experience here, and I'm excited to, see what's to come.